Okay, good morning. Thank you very much for coming. We are almost at the end of Maseches Chulin. God willing, on Erev Pesach, we'll get to start Maseches Bechoros. And we're on Kuf Mem Amud Beis. We were rushing yesterday because it was such a long daf. Let's start again with the Mishnah. We're dealing with all the laws of Shiluach HaKen. The Torah says, Ki Karei Kan Tzipor Lefanecha. Again, our learning is dedicated in memory of Meira Chai and Nechama Bracha LaHashalom Bas David Mordechai, Katie Fischel of blessed memory. And it should be a merit for Refuah Shlema, for Shimon Simcha Ben Pina Yehudis. And all the holy, exactly, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Jewish people. So we're up to the Mishnah here on Kuf Mem Beis. We're learning about Shiluach HaKen, the mitzvah of, as the Torah says, Ki Karei Kan Tzipor Lefanecha, when it will happen, when it will be met, a tzipor's nest in front of you, Baderech O Baitzim, on the road, or on trees, the Eim Rovetzes, right? And the mother is Rovetzes. Rovetzes literally means crouches. The mother is crouching on the chicks. The mother is sitting on the chicks and warming them, and by warming them, helping them develop. So the Torah then says, Lo tikacha emal abanim, don't take the mother with the children. Rather, shaleach tishalach asaim, send away the mother, v'esabanim tikachlach, and then you can take the children. That's the pasuk. So now, what about if it's not exactly rovetzes? It's not sitting on the chicks, on the little eggs. It's close though. So let's see what it says. That says the Mishnah. Ha'isa me'ofefes. Let's say it is fluttering in the sky. It's flying on top of them. It's hovering, but it's not sitting on them. So biznan sheknafeh nogos bekan. If the wings are touching the nest, in other words, if the wings are touching the children that are down in the nest, so then already, chayiv l'shaleach, that's also called rovetzes. And then you need to send away the mother. But, in knafeh nogos bekein, if she's above the nest, flying there, but not absolutely touching the chicks or the eggs, even with the wings, then that's not rovetzes. And patur m'l'shaleach, you don't need to send away the mother bird. You have to send away the mother bird that is literally on the chicks.
You can take the chicks.
You can take the chicks with the mother still there. You don't need to send away the mother bird if she's not touching them, if she's not literally on them. She's hovering above them. She's flying above them. You don't need to send away the mother bird.
Because she doesn't land on the top of the thing there because there are people next to it. So it's like just flying above. When the people go away, she's going to come down. And
good. That's an interesting point. We'll see in the Gemara. The questions if everybody agrees to this Mishnah. But this is what the Mishnah says. The Torah says, Aim rovetza salabanim. Not me'ofefa salabanim. Now the Gemara says, what about Aim sham ela efroach echad? What happens if you have a nest that doesn't have banim? It has efroach. It has a single chick. Oh, beitzachas. It doesn't have beitzim. It only has a single egg. Well, then also chayav l'shaleach, then also you need to send away the bird. Shenemar ken, because it says, ki karei kan tzipor lefanecha. So a nest, kan mikomak, implying any type of nest, even if it's a nest without a lot in it. Hayusham efrochim africhim. Let's say the mother bird is touching the chicks in the nest, but these chicks are already older. These are chicks that they can fly on their own. Oh, beitzim muzaros. Yesterday we saw also this concept of Beitzim Muzaros. Beitzim Muzaros are eggs that are not going to produce chicks. Yesterday it was if the mother bird is on Beitzim Muzaros, which are on top of regular Beitzim. So it was part of the discussions of Chatzitza. But now let's say the mother bird is only on top of Beitzim Muzaros and there's nothing else there. She's not on any, there are no other eggs beneath the Beitzim Muzaros. Patur milishaleach, then he doesn't need to send away the mother bird. Shenemar, because the verse says, Va'aim rovetzes al ha'efrochim al ha'bitzim. And the mother is on top, right? She's crouching on the chicks or on the eggs. So it means that the eggs and chicks are similar to each other. So just like eggs are not something which is independent, the chicks can't be independent, things that they can fly on their own. And just like chicks are something which is living, so the eggs have to be something which will become living, but not beitzim muzaros, which will never become living. So ma'afruchim b'nei kayama, just like the chicks, meaning living things, that they're going to last, they're not trefos, af beitzim, so to the eggs are b'nei kayama, things that will last. Yatsu muzaros, to exclude the muzaros eggs that are not going to produce anything living. And ma beitzim tzrichim le'iman, just like the term beitzim refers to young eggs that need their mother, that their mother has to sit on them and warm them and develop them into chicks. Afefrochim, so to these chicks, are tzrichim le'iman, are chicks that need their mother. Yatsum africhim, to exclude the chicks that can fly away on their own. So three laws of the Mishnah. The first law of the Mishnah, the first scenario is to discuss a mother that is not actually sitting on its young, but a mother that's hovering above the young, flying above the young. The second law of the Mishnah was to discuss a nest that only has one egg or one chick in it. And the third law of the Mishnah is to discuss eggs that will not develop into chicks, and chicks that have already developed more than just chicks. They're already birds, basically. Yeah, question.
So Rabbi, if I shoo away the bird that's sitting on the eggs, do I have to wait for the eggs to hatch to see if I actually got the mitzvah?
No. You can take it right away. In terms of the mitzvah, I guess you have to see, is it the type of egg? Beitzim muzaros, as we've learned before, these are eggs that don't have a father, right? These are eggs that the mother, the hen, produces without being inseminated by the rooster. So you know that these are eggs that are not going to hatch into chicks. They can't.
So, Rabbi, what's the difference between one egg or bunch of eggs? Mother is the mother.
You might have thought because of the language of the pasuk, right? You see that the language matters. Rovetzas matters. It excludes Mofefes. So you might have thought also what it says, Ha'im rovetzes al habanim o al habitzim o al efrochim. Beitzim is plural. Efrochim is plural. I think, why not? The fact that it says ken includes even if it's only one.
So this is going for kosher and non-kosher birds.
We saw yesterday it only applies to kosher birds because the word sipor. The word sipor means kosher.
Right. So what is the difference between, let's say, sipor and yona? Yona is what?
Different terms. A yona is a pigeon. Sipor is all kosher birds.
So those are the same rules?
All the kosher birds, yes. So now let's start the Gemara. It says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, our sages taught us in a braisa. The pasuk says, Va'im rovetzes. So the mother is, on them. Rovetzes velomo fefes. She's crouching on them, not that she's flying in the sky on top of them. Yachal afilu knafeh nogas bakein. Maybe if she's flying on top, even if her wings are touching them, still you don't send it away. Tamlom, that's what it says. Rovetzes. If she's rovetzes, then you do have to send it away. And rovetzes meaning even if she's touching. So my Talmud. So how do we learn it from the word rovetzes? Explains the Gemara. Midulok siv yosheves. It doesn't say that she's sitting. It says rovetzes. So since it's rovetzes, it's to say even if she's flying and her wings are touching, that's also called rovetzes, and then you send her away. I'm Rav Yehuda Mar Rav. Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav. Ha'isa yosheves ben shnei rov de'ilan. Let's say she's sitting not on the nest, but she's sitting between two branches of the tree. And according to Rashi, she's not touching the bird. She's not touching the young in the nest. She's watching them. So this is an interesting idea of Rav Yehuda Mar Rav. Roim, we imagine, we assess, kol shim tishamet, what would happen if these branches would suddenly be cut off? And what she's leaning on would suddenly disappear. So if what she's leaning on would suddenly disappear, no fella saleim, she'd fall, and then she would fall onto them, because she's, I guess, on branches right above the nest. Then chayav l'shaleach, that's also called ha'im rovetes al habanim.
What does that mean?
If you have branches up here, and you have beneath it
right.
A nest, and the mother is on the branches,
what's that?
Were the branches taken away, she'd fall onto the nest. That's also called rovetzes. That's also called crouching on the birds, and she have to send it away. Himlav, but if were you to take the branches away, she wouldn't fall on the nest. She'd fall next to the nest. Then pater, and you don't need to send her away because that's not called rovetzes al habanim. She's not rovetzes. She's not crouching on the chicks and eggs. Meisve, the Bnei Yeshiva challenged Reb Yehuda. We learned. Haisa yosheves beinehem, if she's sitting amongst the chicks or amongst the eggs, so she's not sitting on the chicks, she's sitting amongst the chicks. Patim l'shalech, he doesn't have to send away the mother. Al gabeyan, but if she's sitting on top of them, then chayev l'shalech, then you have to send away the mother. Then the braisa goes on. Haisa mofefes, if she's flying, hovering above, even if her wings are touching the young in the nest, he doesn't need to send it away because it's not rovetzes. So my love, doesn't it mean to say al gabehen dumya debeinehem? But when it says you do need to send it away when she's on top of them, it's like you don't need to send it away when she's next to them. Ma beinehem de nagi buhu, just like next to them means that she's touching them. She's sitting amongst them, and she's touching them. Af al gabeim, so to on top of them is the nagabem, that she is already touching them. And nevertheless, and that's when you need to send it away, if she's literally touching them. But, avul rov de ilam, but if she's not literally touching them, she's on the branches of the tree on top of the nest, patu, then you don't need to send away. Well, that's not the way to read the braisa. Al gabeyan, on top of them is dumya debeinehem, is correct, is next to between them. Ma beinehem de lo naga alayu, just like when she's between them, she's not actually touching them from on top. Af al gabeyan, so when on top you are obligated to send it away, is even de lo naga alayu, is when she's not touching them from on top. What does that mean? Vahainu rov de ilan, because she's on the branches on top of the nest. She's not literally touching the chicks and the eggs in the nest. She's on the branches on top of the nest where those branches are removed. She'd fall on it, and that's already enough to obligate you to send it away. Hachinai mistabra, that's really clearly the explanation of this braisa. Disakadaita, because if you're going to think to say, rov de ilan patur, that a bird on the branches above the nest, but were you to remove the branches, would fall onto the nest. Such a bird, you don't need to send away. Adetani, so then when the Bryce looks for a case when you don't need to send away, and it says, Haisamo Fefes, if she's flying above, Afiluk Nafea Nogos Beken, even if her wings are touching what's in the nest, Patim L'Shalech, you don't need to send away. Listening, why don't you just say, Rov De Ilan, if she's on the branches, you don't need to send away. And Kol Shekein Rov Fefes, and I would certainly say that if she's flying, when she's not sitting at all, you don't need to send it away. So that's not a proof. So it must be that when she's on the branches above, you do need to send away. So maybe not. Maybe when it's on the branches above, you also don't need to send away. I said, why didn't it say that? Why did it talk about flying above? I'll tell you, Mofefes Itzuchlei. It felt that flying above is a bigger chiddush. Even though when she's flying above, her wings are actually touching what's in the nest, Patur L'Shaleach is exempt from sending away. Asks the Gemara, we learned why not tambulint in our Mishnah. How could the Braisa say that if she's flying above and the wings are touching, you don't need to send it away? We learned in our Mishnah, if the bird is flying above the nest, b'zman sheknafeh nogos baken, at the time that her wings are touching the nest, chayev l'shalech, then you do need to send away the mother bird. That's already called rovetzes. Rabbi Yirmi answered, Kikatani Masnisa, when did the Braisa say that if the mother is flying above and the wings are touching the nest, you don't need to send away? Binogei Aminatzad, when he's touching the sides, he's not actually touching the top. But our Mishnah says that you need to send away when the wings are touching the top of these little chicks.
Rabbi, was one thing there one time they had problem to find out that who's the real stuff there, and Shalom HaMelech solved it by the mother thing there. I forgot the example of it, but you know, like when we were...
Split the baby?
Huh?
You mean split the baby?
Yeah, something, and then he tests with the mother, and then they find out, he says, this is the mother.
Okay, right.
So when I remember when I was a kid, we praying with this, nets and stuff there. And these birds, somehow, if you try to get them away and run them away, they come back and attack you.
Yeah.
It's amazing how they come and attack you. They're,
So the Zohar says that that's the whole idea.
The power, they come back and they're now this is a real mother.
The Zohar says that's the idea trying to send it away and it coming. That's the sign that Hashem Himself, who's our mother, should also come back to protect us. The same way this bird cares for its young,
so it's
Hashem
like
will show that He cares
for us.
And right.
Flying over the bird don't mean nothing. When you see the mother, real mother, and come attack you, this is the real mother.
Yeah,
right there.
That's true.
Okay,
all right. Ikadami, another version. Another version of this discussion on these issues. Again, Rav Yehuda had a chiddush that if you have a bird on branches on top of the nest, were you to remove the branches, the bird would fall right into the nest. That's already called rovetzes. Maybe this brisa is a proof. Because what does the brisa say? If the bird is sitting amongst them, you don't need to send it away. Al gabeim, but if the bird is on top of them, you do need to send it away. If the bird is flying on top of them, even if your wings are touching what's in the nest, you don't need to send away. My love, presumably, al gabeyan, this that on top of them, you do need to send away. Is dumya debeyneim, is similar to that which is between them, you don't need to send away. Just like between them, it's when it's not touching. So to on top of them, it's not touching them, and you need to send away. And what is that? That means it's on top of them. Why do you need to send away? Because it's directly on top of them, on the branches, where the branches were moved. It would fall right down on them. Someone says, well, that's not the case. Al-gabeyan, what does it mean that on top of them, you need to send away, when next to them, you don't need to send away? It is dumya debeyneim. It's like next to them, but in a different way. Ma beneim de nagabu, just like next to them, it's actually touching on the side. Afal gabeyim, so it's on top of them. It is de nagabu, it is where it is, touching them. Aval rov de ilan, but if it's on the branches on top of the nest, potter, you don't need to send away because you're not, because this mother bird is not actually touching them. Ask the Gemara the same question we saw before. Yeah, if that's the case, that when it's not actually touching, then you don't need to send away. Adiktani Seifa, this is it said at the end. When it's between the branches, you don't need to send away. Adiktani Seifa, this is it said at the end. Haisamofafas, if it's hovering above. If you look nafeh nogos bakan, even if the wings are touching the nest, Pater, you don't need to send away. Listen, why don't we say, Rov de Elon, if it's on the branches on top of the nest, you don't need to send away, even though it's directly on top of the nest, and where the branches were moved, it would fall onto the nest. And I'll say, if you don't need to send away when it's on the branches, Koshken Mofefa, certainly if it's flying, if it's hovering above, it's not Rovetzes, you don't need to send away. So again, the same answer we saw before, Mofefes, it's Trichol, I have to tell you, I'd rather tell you the case of when it's flying above. Because that's something, even when its wings are actually touching what's in the nest, nevertheless, since it's not sitting there, it's patim l'shaleach, you're exempt from sending it away. One second, but our Mishnah says that when it's hovering above and the wings are touching, bismachik nafeh nogos beken, you are chayv l'shaleach. Rav Yud explained, kikatani masnisa, when did the Braisa say, you don't need to send it away, even though it's hovering above and touching? It's binogea minatzad, it's not touching the top of the chicks, it's touching the sides of the chicks. So since it's touching the sides of the chicks, and it's not sitting in the nest, it's hovering above the nest, it's not called rovetzes, and there is no obligation to send away. All right, we're at the two dots now. And today's daf, Kuf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ein Sham Efroach, Obeitza, right? If there's only one chick or one egg, you need to send away based on the fact that it says Ken. Ken implies any type of nest. And then the Mishnah goes on to say that if the chicks are independent and they can fly on their own, or the eggs are never going to produce chicks, then there is no obligation to send away the mother bird. Amar le'ahum rabbanan, there was a rabbi who said, le'rava to rava, ema ipcha, why don't we say the opposite? Ein sham ela froach echad o beitza achas, if you have a nest with only one chick or only one egg, Why don't we say that then you don't need to send away the mother? Because the Torah speaks about chicks. It talks about eggs. You don't have eggs. You don't have chicks. You only have a single one. For lack of. And why don't we say that if you have chicks that can fly on their own, or if you have eggs that are never going to produce chicks, even so, you need to send away the mother. Because since it says nest, it implies can any type of nest, even if you don't have, right, even if it's a chick that can fly on its own, even if it's an egg that won't produce a chick, it's still a nest. And any type of nest, you should have to send away the mother. Answer the Gemara, Im Kain, if that would be the case, Nichtov Kra, the Pasuk should have said, V'aim Robetzes Alehem. And the mother is hovering over them. My V'aim Robetzes Alehem Alevitzim. Why does the Torah repeat? It already said earlier that you saw. It said earlier, Ephrochim Obeitzim. Why does it say again? The mother is crouching and warming the chicks or the eggs. It's again, the fact that it's repeated is Lakushi Ephrochim Obeitzim, is to compare the chicks to the eggs, just like the eggs are not fully complete. The chicks have to be young and not fully complete. And Beitzim Lephrochim, and the eggs are compared to the chicks, just like the chicks are going to live. The eggs have to be eggs that will live and not eggs that are never going to become anything because they are beitzim muzaros. Okay, we're up to the next Mishnah. Kuf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph. All right, this maybe addresses Baruch's point. Shalcha, let's say you send away the mother, v'chazra, and the mother comes back. Okay, you send away the mother, it comes back before you got to take away the chicks. Even if it comes back four or five times, because as Baruch says, when you send away the mother, she fights back. Even if it keeps coming back, chayiv, you still have to send away the mother. You can't take the chicks if the mother is there. Shenar, as it says, shaleach, and then it says repeat again, tishalach. Why does it repeat it? It says send and send. You may have to send and send again. Esaim, send away the mother. All right, second law. Let's say somebody proposes, I'm going to take the mother, and I'll send away the kids. Nope. Chayev, he still has to send away the mother. If that doesn't work, to just take the kids and take the mother and send away the kids. He has to be send away the mother and take the kids. Because it says, send away, what you shall be sending away is the mother. Let's say he sent away the mother, and then he takes the kids. That's fine. And then he returns the kids to the nest. And then the mother comes back on them. Now already pater milashalech. Now he's exempt from sending it away. Once he took the kids, so now it became his kids. So now he puts it back. It's called mezuman. It's called prepared. It's not ki kare. It's not that you happen to meet something on the road.
It has to be a real SOV to do things like this. You know, take the mother away from the kids and the kids away from the mother. Really, how could they do that, the person?
Why? The creatures were created for us to enjoy them.
I know, but another right, this is not the time to do it. The mother is there, you know, you can't do that too.
I think you're the kids.
Democrat. Mother. Sanctuary city.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me, I'm not talking about Mexican here.
You're on tape.
On Facebook, Facebook Live.
Yeah, you're not going to be elected
anymore. Just a humanitarian way.
They might throw you off, right? All right, says the Gemara. Amar le'ahum rabbanan le'rava. It was a Torah scholar who said to Rava, again, similar questions to what we just saw. Ve'ema, why don't you say, propose what the verse means is like this. Shaleach hadazimna. Right, it said shaleach to shalach. So the Mishnah said, from shaleach to shalach, we learn, I'm quoting, afilu arba v'chamisha pam. You might have to send it away four or five times. Why do you read it that way? Read it this way. Ve'ema say shaleach is once. To shalach is the second time. Trezimna. But after two times, you don't need to keep sending it away. Then you can take the bird, the chicks with the mother there. Amarleh, so he said back to him, no. It's really not from the fact that it says shaleach to shalach, that it's four or five times. It's just the word shaleach. Shaleach, send away, meaning afilu mea pa'am, even 100 times, you send away. What does tishalach teach me? It teaches me something else. Tishalach tells me you shall send away in the elul advar rishus. I might have think that's only when you need the mother for yourself. the Dvar Mitzvah. Let's say you need the mother for a mitzvah. You need the mother in order to purify a mitzora. Because when you want to purify a mitzora, you bring two birds. One bird gets slaughtered, then the other bird you dip into the blood and you sprinkle it on the mitzora. And you send it away. So that's, you need a bird for the purification of the mitzora. Minayin, how do we know that then too you have to send it away? Tamalom, that's what it says, tishalach. Tishalach meaning whatever way, whatever's going on, you need to send it away. Tishalach, you need to send it away, mikol makom, and even when you want that bird to purify a mitzora, you still, no, you're not able to take it to purify a mitzora. You have to send it away because it's sitting on its young. Amalei Rav Abba, Braid Rav Yosef, Bar Rav, or Rav Kahana. So Rav Abba, the son of Rav Yosef, the son of Rava, said to Rav Kahana, El a time of the Kasa Rachmana Tishalach. So you're saying, why is it that you can't take a bird that's on a nest and use it for Taras Mitzora, and you need to send it away because of the Pasuk Tishalach? Halav Hachi, but otherwise, Hav Amina would have said, L'dvar Mitzvah Lo. Otherwise, would have said, no. Since I have a mitzvah purpose of Taras HaMitzora, so I'm not going to send away the mother bird. I don't understand. Why would you say that? Sending away the mother bird is both aseh v'lo ta'asehu. Sending away the mother bird is a mitzvah saseh, shaleach tishalach. And it's a lo ta'asehu. Lo tikach ha'em al abanim. The fact that I want to fulfill a mitzvah saseh of purifying a mitzvah, that wouldn't be docha lo taseh vaseh. That wouldn't push aside a lo taseh and an aseh of not fulfilling shiluach haken. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha, you know what the case is? Why I need the word tishalach, I need to send it away, and I can't use it for taras ha-mitzvah. To avar v'shakla la'im. He already violated the mitzvah. He took the mother when it was there with its young. The lav avre, the Torah says, lo tikach ha'em al abanim, don't take the mother with the young there. He already did it. He already violated the lav. Aseyu de'ika. So now all you have is a mitzvah saseh of shaleach tishalach. Then I would have thought, lesi aseh, let the mitzvah saseh of purifying the mitzvah come, the litchi aseh, and push aside the mitzvah saseh of shaleach tishalach. Kamash malan. That's why I need the pasuk shaleach tishalach. I need the word tishalach to tell me that no, I need to send away the mother bird. I can't keep the mother bird that I've already taken illicitly. I can't keep it for purifying mitzvah.
It's a little bit like you can't steal somebody's lulav and esrog.
Maybe there's an element of that, right? You know.
So you have to send away the mother, even if you want to take the mother.
I already took the mother. There was a mother sitting on its young. So instead of sending away the mother, I took it. That was one Avera. And now somebody comes and says, you know, I'm a Mitzora. I need to become pure. I need birds. Do you have a bird for me? I have to say, listen, I don't have a bird for you. Even though I took this bird, I'm sending it away. Because even after I did the prohibition of lo tikach ha'em al abanim, I still have a mitzvah saseh of tishalach ha'saim, send away the mother. You might say, but he has a mitzvah saseh of becoming pure and let his mitzvah saseh overrule my mitzvah saseh of tishalach. I don't do that. That's the chiddush.
So then he wants the second guy comes in to take the bird for korbanot or something?
Can't use it because it has to be sent away because it was over the young. We have to send it away.
Okay, what is the punishment for the first guy? Is that like he's flogged?
Oh, we're going to see in a second. We'll see in a second if he's going to be flogged. We're going to see that in a moment. So we'll one second. This is basically, what are you saying? You have a prohibition, right? Lo tikach ha'em al abanim. Don't take the mother when she's over her children. And then you have a positive. Shaleach tishalach ha'saim. Send away the mother. So this fits into the category of lav hanitak la'asei. You have a prohibition, but the prohibition can be interrupted by an asei, like stealing that Kim just mentioned, right? A person's not allowed to steal. If he steals, the sin of stealing can be interrupted by returning that which was stolen, right? Hashev tashiv, right? Returning it. The Gemara now says, Hanicha, this is all fine. Laman d'tani, the one who learns back in Maseches Makos. Kimo v'lo kimo. When you have a lav anitak la'aseh, if you fulfill the aseh, you're going to stop the lav. If you don't fulfill the aseh, then you're going to get the lashes of the lav. Okay, so therefore here, he already did the lav. He could stop the lav by sending it away. He's supposed to do that. Elamadatani, but according to the opinion there in Machmas, that when do you get lashes in a lavanita class A? Bitlo, if you make it impossible to fulfill the assay. The low bitlo, but if you didn't make it impossible to fulfill the assay, then you would get lashes. So therefore, kamadulo shachta, as long as you haven't, right, if you haven't made it impossible to fulfill the assay, you would not get lashes. You only get lashes if you've made it impossible to fulfill the assay. So then, kamadulo shachta, so long as you have yet to slaughter this bird that you took illicitly, lo avre lo lav, you haven't yet made it impossible to send it away. And so long as it isn't impossible to send it away, you're not going to get lashes for the lav, so you haven't really violated the lav yet. The su, and furthermore, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda de Amar, who says, shaleach, when the Torah says, shaleach, send away, shaleach to shalach, Meikara mashma, that only implies before you took it. But once you've already taken it, there is no mitzvah say to send it away. So if there's no mitzvah say to send it away, what are you going to do with the word tishalach? Afilu asay namileka, there's no mitzvah say anymore to send it away. So why wouldn't you be able to use it for the purification of the mitzvah? The whole mitzvah is only if you first come, you're supposed to send it away. But not once you take it, then you should still send it away. So Ela Amar Mar Baravashi. So therefore Mar Baravashi said like this. From the word shaleach, we learn you have to send it away even multiple times. And what does Tishalach tell you? Kigon Shanatla Al Manas L'Shaleach. Let's say you took the bird in with the intent to send it away, the Lav Leka. So then you haven't done the Lav, because when you took it, you were planning to send it away. But Asay Hudaika. But there is still an assay of shaleach to shalach, still send it away. We would have thought, v'leisi assay, let the assay of taharas mitzora come, v'litchi assay, and push aside this assay. And so you have to say, to shalach tells me, no, you need to send it away, you can't use it for a mitzora. So the Gemara asks, my ulma dehayasei mehayasei. Why would I have thought the taharas mitzora is stronger than the assay of shiluach haken, that I need a pasuk to shalach, to tell me that even when I want to use the bird for Taras Mitzorah, I can't and I need to send it away. Answers the Gemara, I would have thought Taras Mitzorah is stronger because Taras Mitzorah enables Shalom Bayis. Salkadai Tachamin, I would have thought to say, Hoel Vamar Mar, since we've learned the Masechet Shabbos, Gadol Shalom Shebein Ishli Ishto, great is creating peace between husband and wife. Shariyam Ratorah, because what happens with the Sota? Hashem says, Shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shenichtav b'kedusha, the name of Hashem that's written in holiness, yimach al hamayim, should be erased in waters, even though that's a violation of lo sasun kein l'Hashem elokeichem, in order to create peace. V'hai mitzorah, so this mitzorah, kivan dekam lo mitzahir, aser b'tashu shamita, since as long as he hasn't become pure, you're not allowed, when he's impure, when he's a mitzorah, he can't be intimate with his wife. So if he can't be intimate with her because he's got to be separate from her, so then there's no shalom bayis. The chsiv, as it says, v'yashav michutz lahalo shavas yam, he has to sit outside of his tent for 7 days. Ahalo zu ishto, his tent is his wife. So mikan shasav etashav shamitas, you see he's not allowed to be intimate with his wife. So ma'al d'tem would have thought, kevan da asav etashav shamitas, if he's not allowed to be intimate with his wife, leisi asay di day, so let his mitzvah asay to enable him to be intimate with his wife. And it should be litchi asay the shiluach haken. That should overrule the asay of sending away the mother bird. That's why kamashman. That's why I need the pasuk of tishalach. The pasuk of tishalach to say that even if there was no lav, because you took the bird with the intent to send it away, and you're gonna send it away, and now someone comes saying, "Listen, I'm a mitzora. I need a bird to send away for taras mitzora." They say, "Listen, I'm sorry. I can't give it to you. I have to send it away right now." The extra word tishalach says I have to send it away right now. He's Taras Mitzorah, and Taras Mitzorah, purifying a Mitzorah is so important. It creates peace. I know it creates peace, but nevertheless, I need to send it away based on the words tishalach. Okay, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue with the Mishnah and the Amud Beis and a little bit of Kufnen Beis on Thursday. And Be'ezus Hashem, on Friday, we'll make the Siyum on Masechta Sfirin. And we'll start Bechoros. Rabbi Hananya ben Akashi Omer.